West Coast take on Richmond, 2 o'clock on Sunday. I know a lot of people, and I was following it on social media, a lot of West Coast Eagles fans very buoyed by what they saw, led by the likes of Harley Reid and experienced campaigners of Elliot Yeo and Jeremy McGovern on the possibility. And I heard Jimmy mention it in his segment on the run home. Tim Gossage has mentioned it in the breakfast program, that they're leaning towards a West Coast Eagles win against Richmond this week because, as we know, the Tigers have got a few injury concerns. But there's one player that will be here, and he'll be a draw card for the big list of Tigers supporters here in the West, is Dusty Martin. And today, Tom Barras spoke to the media, and he was questioned about the possibility of Harley Reid and Dustin Martin coming together.
So from fullback, I find it hard to see sometimes. It's a bit of a blur to read the cues up in the stoppage there, but I saw a bit of vision and he looked great, didn't he? And I think he's the real deal. And I think for an 18-year-old to be busting tackles like that and having composure like that is really impressive. And what impresses me most about him is his character. He's got a live-in-the-moment attitude. He's fun, he's relaxed, he's exciting, and I think that if we can provide a really good environment for him, he's going to be one of the stars of the generation. Sorry to put it on him like that, bro. That was big raps, but really, you saw it on the weekend. He could be anything.
Dustin Martin, sort of the poster boy of the fend-off. Is there an opportunity for a master and apprentice sort of clash this weekend?
Yes, well, I don't know. I'm sure, knowing Harley, he'll try and put one on him. And that's what I like the most about him, is that he's trying to wrestle the ruckman at the piss-ups. He's trying to go after the big boys, and that's just in his nature. And so I reckon if he sees Dusty, he'll probably try and give him one, and he'll happily accept one too in the nature of the game. So I really like that about his character, and I'm going to see it excited this weekend.
So there you go, Tom Barras today speaking at the press conference about Harley Reid. And certainly people, it's interesting, isn't it? People will, as we talk about who would you cross the road to see, there'll be a lot of people crossing the road to see Harley Reid this Sunday afternoon. A lot of Richmond faith will be here to see Dustin Martin, possibly for the last time here at Optus Stadium, play for the Tigers. The ageing, brilliant Brownlow medalist who's been such a gun player for so long, Dusty Martin. But people feel that maybe he's coming to the end of his career. Is it the last time he'll play in Perth? So there's plenty of excitement and plenty to look forward to when it comes to the game on Sunday. Give us your thoughts. Can the Eagles win their first game of the season? I reckon it'll go one of two ways. That they will continue and take another couple of steps forward and expose Richmond, who, as we know, gave St Kilda an enormous head start, and the Saints had the ability to come back and win. I love Ross Lyon's comment about the aliens, that they landed at halftime and the players that were there in the halftime were replaced by these aliens who landed in a spacecraft, because St Kilda were so different between the first half. I think they only kicked one goal in the first half, the Saints, and then they stormed home to win. And it was quite an incredible game. But did it expose Richmond? Richmond are coming here with their tiger tails between their legs to take on the West Coast Eagles, who 26-point losers, but many thought it was, and we've heard it before, a moral victory. Will they continue that momentum and maybe take on the Tigers and win their first game here at Optus Stadium in front of very much a buoyant and very loud home crowd? Or will they slip back and people will be disappointed again because they haven't gone on? There's been a couple of times where the Eagles have, even last season, seem to have taken steps forward before slipping back. Let's hope that's not the case, but it'll go one way or the other. We'll take a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to speak to Shane Lowe Woden, joining us here on Sports Day WA. As I mentioned, you can join us anytime. Talk about Eagles fans. What do you think will happen on Sunday? I'd love to get your early prediction this week. Or you can talk about Gather Round as well. For mine, Perth is out of the equation. There's no way it'll come here for the reasons I stated earlier. And I think it'll be a long-term fit for Adelaide, also for those reasons I stated earlier. 0487 736 736. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.